is now being recorded.
This is Jeff Cody, and I am here interviewing my friend Janine, who is one of the owners of Fuji. They are the makers of kombucha, and they sell it at several different stores around town. How are you doing, Janine?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jed?
I'm doing good. So, Janine, how did you start your self-employed career?
Well, it was quite by accident. I had just moved to Asheville a few months before and just was really enjoying the Asheville community and the support for local businesses and local foods that people gave to people who were starting businesses. And I had had 2 previous years before coming to Asheville and wasn't really knowing how to plug in, I guess. Yet hadn't found the right place, and I had my son, who was at the time 5 years old, I believe, about to turn 6, and really looking for a good school situation for him, a school that I could teach at, as I was a Montessori teacher, and just really wasn't finding the right place to plug in, so I decided to homeschool, and then was enjoying the farmer's market, and pretty much just couldn't believe that there was nobody making kombucha, as many people in the area were familiar with it, and as much as it was falling off the shelf coming from California, the major brand coming from California, and I was like, wow, nobody's making it. Well, I'll just make a little more and sell it at the farmer's market. So that was my whole plan. It didn't really go much farther than that initially, and then I met my business partner, Sarah, shortly after that, and she asked if I wanted to do it together with her, and I was like, well, sure, that'll be more fun. She had a couple kids, too, so made it nice to have a playmate for my son, and so we just did it without any really grand scheme, just 2 moms kind of using any time they had to make more kombucha and sell it at the market was the plan, and just kind of grew without me even having that plan in mind. I mean, I always knew it could, and I was like, wow, it'll be so great when it's at the health food stores and people are buying it from Asheville instead of from California. So I did have different ideas of it being in stores, at least around Asheville, but didn't really have grand schemes behind that. So, yeah.
So what were some of the challenges that you faced when you were starting your business?
Oh, many challenges. Probably the main one and the one that still exists is balancing family with, owning a business and running a business. It's a real challenge. I really enjoy owning and running a business, but I definitely feel the pull to spend time with family too. And it's when you start a business, it takes a ton of time and a ton of effort, more than I would ever have imagined. I'd heard people say that before, but I was like, didn't really believe it, or I didn't, you know, you couldn't really feel it until you're in it yourself. But and definitely trying to balance the homeschool with the owning and running a business, and it's been really challenging. And the other challenging thing is the money aspect. Is starting a business costs a lot of money. And fortunately, we had saved some up just through previous years of just really, skimping and, you know, really putting away as much money as we could, because we knew we wanted to do something in the future that would take money, and we didn't know what that was, but definitely saved in our early years of our careers, my husband and I. I would say the financial part of it and having a family to balance has been 2 challenges.
What advice would you offer someone who wanted to start their own business?
Well, first, leading to the challenges is to start it before you have kids, because it is just so hard. I mean, I would say start it, you know, and give it like 5 years before you have kids, or wait until your kids are grown or mostly grown before you start it, because it is just incredibly hard to balance the 2. The other thing I would do is, make sure that you had money saved up or had good financial backing to get it started, because it's really hard to scrimp. It's hard to just get by when you're starting a business. It takes a lot to start it up in time and money, and if you don't have that, it's a constant struggle.
Let's see. What way have you found works best for you when wanting to motivate and or reward people that work for you, employees?
That's something, that I guess we're still figuring out. We have a really close team of people that works close with us. We have a lot in common, and we have a, just really, I feel like, accepting of their needs and needs for time off, and really just work well. I don't really have a system of rewards. I mean, we obviously are really upfront with what we offer in pay, and we have regular meetings, or at least try to, just to keep them abreast of what we're doing and where we're going and how we're growing. So I don't really have any specific rewards or motivation techniques that we use. They do a great job. And, just kind of be clear and have clear expectations. And
it's really good communication.
I'm sorry?
Just really good communication with your employees then.
Really good communication and just respect for each other and their needs, and trying to work with them too, is like, if they express something that they really like to work on or focus in another area, then, we try to give them, if it will allow at all, we try to give them that opportunity to, go in a different area, kind of grow within, I guess.
Cool. Okay, the next question on here is, if you could sell your business today for a profit and walk away from it, would you?
Today, no. It would be tempting, as I've, said, it's challenging to balance everything, but it's also very fulfilling to own and run the business. And as it is challenging to do it with kids, it's also really great for them. I feel like many times we're pushing the kids aside, but at the same time, they're seeing what we're doing and how hard we're working, and occasionally we can get them involved if there's something they can do. Sometimes we're at festivals introducing people to the product, and they're there to hear us explain it and even try to jump in and explain it too, and they get change, and, they just, it's a good fit in a way for a family, and for young kids to be involved in that. And like I said, it's really fulfilling. And if I could sell it now, it wouldn't feel complete at all. Maybe someday down the future, you never know what that holds. But we really, it's a community of people that have wrapped around this. So it's our, sense of community, living and homesteading and stuff. So we have many values and goals in common, and so that feels really good too. We're all focusing on this business right now, and as it grows and we can pass off some of the responsibilities to other people and focus, hopefully a little bit more on family and homesteading and that sort of thing as time goes by. But I definitely wouldn't feel good about selling now, and in the future, I guess we don't know.
Okay, completely. The next question is, how important do you feel formal education is for the success of a new business venture?
I honestly don't think that it's real important. I think more important is just the drive to learn and to find out what you need to know, and persistence, and I guess desire, self-motivation, just to do what you need to do. To me, a college education is great. You can learn many things, but it doesn't really do it for you. I think mostly what a college education shows is that you have the persistence to, get through a course of study, even when it's hard and whatnot, but people can have that anyway. I don't think that that's, right for everyone. I think you can be completely a learner, a lifetime learner, and self-motivated, and go, way farther than if you made yourself finish 4 years of school in order to get somewhere. I think sometimes people use the college education as a crutch. Well, I did this, so now I should automatically be in this position, when that's not the case. It still takes drive and motivation and just the will to learn and see something and go for it.
Totally. Absolutely. So, Denise, the final question is there anything that you'd like to share from your personal and or professional experience with someone who may be listening to this in the future?
Well, I can say something I haven't mentioned up till now, and I have alluded to my business partner and the community that has kind of formed around this, but I can't emphasize enough, to me, the importance of starting a business with other people that are of like mind. It's just, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to work with each other, but more often than not, it's such a blessing to have other people to work with, troubleshoot ideas. And when you're sick, somebody can take over, and just it's such a better. I can't imagine doing this alone, or even just my husband and I. We would not have gotten to where we are, and we just wouldn't have the future of the business and all that we plan to do with it that we have now. And another thing I wanted to mention too is about, you know, whether I would want to sell the business now. And another reason why I would not want to sell it is because we have good big plans. We were trying to be a triple bottom line company, doing the best we can with our limited funds that we have right now, but that means being socially responsible as well as environmentally responsible, in addition to fiscally responsible, which is generally where corporations are. Their whole the whole reason for their existence is to make money for the shareholders, and that's definitely not where we want to be. Yes, that's important, and it's important that the business be solvent, but there's so much that's as important, or sometimes more important, is that just being socially responsible for the people that work for you and people in general, and environmentally responsible. So if everybody has that in mind, then, you know, our Earth will be a better place and hopefully be able to sustain us as a race and as living creatures. And so I just wanted to, I think it's important to have a bigger goal. You know, to work with people that you have shared values with, and then on top of that, to have a bigger goal that will improve the world that we live in are two really important ideas that I think, you know, everybody could benefit from if every company or every person starting a business had those things in mind.
Absolutely. Well, Denise, I'd like to thank you for taking the time for doing the interview with me tonight.
Sure, it was fun. Thanks, Chet.